Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, May 10th. Currently, with fair skies, it is 50 degrees. The humidity is 76%. The wind speed is northwest at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.23. The dew point is 43 degrees. And the current wind chill is 45 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A Kansas City father and son face federal gun and drug charges. Brandon Dixon has more.
52-year-old Nathan Caldwell and his son, 32-year-old Nathan Caldwell Jr., were charged with multiple felonies after they were allegedly caught illegally trafficking firearms and narcotics. The 29-count indictment by a federal grand jury in Kansas City was made public Thursday after their arrest and initial court appearances. Their charges include possession of a firearm by a felon, distributing marijuana, cocaine, and meth, as well as assault. I'm Brittany Dixon.
Construction is beginning on a new affordable housing project in Wichita. The union at Purple Heart Trail will be in East Wichita on South 127th Street East. The development led by the Annex Group will be the first community in Wichita and its second in Kansas. Union at the Loop in Lawrence has apartments ranging from $800 for one bedroom to $950 for two bedrooms. The opening in Wichita will be in early 2026. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, can you hand me that 11/16?
Here you go.
Thanks.
So, you still loving your new garage?
Yep. Building it with QSI was the best decision.
QSI, huh?
QSI got the job done fast and right, and I was able to set it up just like I always wanted. Jess even told her sister she's throwing a one-person parade since I'm not underfoot anymore.
Let QSI turn your dream shop into reality. Visit QualityStructures.com today.
Hey, you got any gum?
Yeah, check my backpack.
What's this?
Oh, that's naloxone. It can reverse an opioid overdose. I decided to always keep it on me after my friend almost died. It saved his life.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. That makes me want to have it with me, too.
You totally should. Check the pharmacy. It was actually really easy to get, and it's easy to use.
I definitely will. Thanks.
Naloxone saves lives. Learn more at cdc.gov/...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Thursday, Governor Kelly signed House Substitute for Senate Bill 419, the bipartisan legislation that provides legal protections for those that seek or provide medical assistance to a person suffering a medical emergency that's related to drug use. Governor Kelly said it's critical that all Kansans are empowered to seek or deliver medical assistance during an emergency, and this bill will save lives and provide the opportunity for recovery. She said this bill is a lifeline for families and Kansans who are battling substance use disorders. Known as the Good Samaritan Law, this legislation will prevent those suffering a drug overdose and bystanders who seek the help of emergency services from being prosecuted for drug possession or use, providing another important tool in the fight to save Kansans from overdoses from fentanyl and controlled substances. In 2023, Governor Kelly signed a law decriminalizing the use of fentanyl test strips to prevent overdose deaths in Kansas, while increasing criminal penalties for manufacturing or distributing fentanyl. Kansas State Representative Jason Probst said the signing of Senate Bill 419 represents another common-sense policy that will save lives in Kansas because friends and relatives will now be able to call for assistance in the event of an overdose without undue fear of arrest and prosecution. He said this bill, that comes on the heels of the decriminalization of fentanyl test strips, combined, work to protect vulnerable Kansans by keeping them alive long enough to get the help they need to recover. In addition to House Substitute for Senate Bill 419, Governor Kelly also signed Senate Bill 414, which toughens the penalties for those involved in the manufacturing and distribution of fentanyl and applies a special sentencing rule to the crime of unlawful distribution of fentanyl-related controlled substances. The bill enhances penalties for aggravated endangerment of a child related to fentanyl and related paraphernalia. Kansas State University announced that ADM, a global leader in human and animal nutrition, has pledged $1 million to Kansas State University's Global Center for Grain and Food Innovation, one of four new or renovated facilities included in the university's Visionary Agriculture Innovation Initiative led by the College of Agriculture. The ADM investment will support advances in food product development, food safety, and food security, sparking industry innovation and elevating the academic experience for K-State students. With a focus on interdisciplinary research and development, 30% of the Global Center space will be allocated for on-site collaboration between public resources and private enterprises. It will also include state-of-the-art laboratories, classrooms, and interdisciplinary partner spaces. The other facilities included in the Agriculture Innovation Initiatives are the Agronomy Research and Innovation Center, the Bill Bree Family Event Center, and Call and Weber Halls. Combined with the Global Center, these upgraded and expansions will support grain, food, animal, and agronomy research at K-State, as well as resilience in the colleges of agriculture, arts and sciences, business administration, engineering, health and human sciences, and veterinary medicine. As Kansas State University's strategic partner for philanthropy, the KSU Foundation inspires and guides philanthropy towards university priorities to boldly advance K-State. A new bill passed in the legislature would expand perimeters for teenagers that are held in state custody. Senate Bill 420, which passed 113-1 in the House and 36-0 in the Senate, would establish work and educational program access for teenagers that are held in juvenile correctional facilities. The current law only allows the correction secretary to grant leave to teens for medical services or when reintegrating into the community and accompanied by a staff member or other adult. The change would allow teens who meet the criteria to leave the facilities for beneficial educational or vocational programs not offered at the facilities. Representative Stephen Owens of Heston, who chairs one of the legislature's juvenile justice committees, pointed out that youth held at the state's only juvenile correctional facility in Topeka eventually would be released anyway, as state law allows only for the holding of a young offender until the age of 22 and a half in a juvenile correctional facility. The bill provides the mechanism for the Department of Corrections to allow juveniles to get out under certain circumstances to begin to reintegrate into society and to get used to being around other people. In Nebraska news, according to Kearney County District Court records, 61-year-old Alan Mace of Kearney pled no contest to two counts of third-degree sexual assault of a child and one count of committing intentional child abuse with no injury. And in exchange for his plea, prosecutors dismissed seven additional counts of third-degree sexual assault of a child. Mace is the owner of the Camera Doctor in Kearney, and an affidavit detailing the charges has been sealed. However, a complaint outlining the charges shows the alleged charges occurred between July 1, 2023 and November 13, 2023, and the charges involved a child under the age of 16. Mace is set to appear in Kearney County District Court for sentencing at 10 a.m. on July 8th, and he's been ordered to undergo a pre-sentence investigation with a sex offender evaluation. An Arapaho man is in trouble after authorities say that he abducted a woman. 68-year-old James Maskey of Arapaho has been charged in Furnas County Court with first-degree false imprisonment. According to the arrest affidavit, on Sunday, authorities received a report from a woman who said her friend had been kidnapped, and court records said the victim was found at a gas station unharmed, where she told authorities that she was walking towards the gas station when Maskey pulled up in a pickup. After she declined a ride, court records said Maskey pulled her into the vehicle, and the victim said Maskey made sexually explicit comments about her, though after calling her husband, Maskey brought her to the gas station and left. The Furnas County Sheriff's Office said Maskey was then arrested on Tuesday. Court records showed that he posted his $25,000 bond and he was due back in court on June 3rd. 33-year-old Austin Rentschler of Hastings has been charged in Adams County Court with theft by unlawful taking more than $5,000 for stealing a pilot car from a local construction company. According to the arrest affidavit, at around 6:45 a.m. on Tuesday, a supervisor with Werner Construction reported that one of the company's pilot cars, a blue Ford Maverick, was missing from a job site and was observed traveling south on Highway 6 and Marion Road. The supervisor told the Adams County Sheriff's Office that he was following the vehicle. The affidavit said he proceeded to follow the vehicle until it reached a residence on Pony Express Road in rural Glenville. with the assistance of the Nebraska State Patrol and drone coverage from Hastings Police Department. The sheriff's office said they located Rentschler in a yard at the residence, and he was then arrested and booked into the Adams County Jail. The affidavit said the stolen vehicle had an estimated $2,000 in damage to the roof area where an antenna was pried off in an apparent attempt to disconnect the vehicle's GPS tracking. Rentschler was expected to appear in Adams County Court on Thursday. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Norton County Community Foundation has announced a new art exhibition at the Gloria A. Nelson Cultural Arts Center in the Heaton Building. For the second year, the Norton Community High School's advanced art students were invited to present their work in the gallery, and this year, 11 students are presenting their collections, which feature a variety of techniques and media, including drawing, printmaking, photography, painting, sculpture, ceramics, jewelry, and more. The exhibiting artists are Rob Manning, Mackenzie Clydesdale, Jarrett Hagen, Eli Miller, Marissa Hempler, Jeffrey Fick, Natalie Simmons, Tessa Stagmeyer, Ella Juniman, Brenna Brown, and Corbin Puga. The exhibition opened with a reception and awards ceremony from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on May 2nd, and the exhibition, which features approximately 200 works of art, will be on view through June 10th. Several of the artworks are for sale, and there's an artist contact list in the gallery for those interested. The Gloria A. Nelson Cultural Arts Center is located on the main floor of the Heaton Building in downtown Norton at 112 South Kansas Avenue, Suite 203, and the gallery hours are Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and on Fridays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Weekend viewings can be scheduled on request, and there's never an admission fee. For more information, you can contact the Norton County Community Foundation office at 785-874-5106, email foundation@nortoncf.org, or you can visit their office in Suite 203 in the Heaton Building. The Gloria A. Nelson Cultural Arts Center is a dedication to Gloria's personal commitment of preserving the historic beauty of the Heaton Building and also giving artists and visitors a place to gather and breathe beauty. The Norton County Community Foundation was established in 1994 for the purpose of supporting local charitable activities in Norton County through endowments made to the foundation. They are dedicated to serving today for tomorrow and to make our community a better place in which to live. You can connect with the Norton County Community Foundation at nortonccf.org. The National Sorghum Foundation has opened applications for three scholarships that it has available to college students studying agriculture in the 2024-2025 academic year, and they are the Bruce Maunder Memorial Scholarship, the Daryl Rosenau Memorial Scholarship, and the Bill Kubeka Memorial Scholarship. To apply for the Bruce Maunder Memorial Scholarship, applicants must be sophomores through seniors and enrolled in agriculture-based degree programs. To apply for the Daryl Rosenau Memorial Scholarship, students must be sophomores through seniors and enrolled in agriculture-based science programs that are related to agronomy, plant pathology, entomology, and/or plant breeding, with an emphasis on sorghum. And for the Bill Kubeka Memorial Scholarship, which is for undergraduate students, sophomores through seniors, graduate students, and law school students, applicants must be enrolled in a curriculum related to agricultural economics, agricultural policy, or agricultural law. Each scholarship is valued at $1,500, and the application windows for each started on April 15th and will run to June 1st, 2024. More information about each scholarship's criteria and application forms can be found online at sorghumgrowers.com/foundation-scholarships. The Kansas Department of Transportation began a bridge repair project on K-23 near Grainfield on May 9th. The project work involves deck repair and overlay on the K-23 bridge over I-70 at exit 93 near Grainfield. temporary traffic signals are in place on K-23 and the I-70 off-ramps to guide traffic through the work zone, and the Kansas Department of Transportation expects this project to be completed by the end of June, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Todd Anderson, at 785-953-6011. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have cavatini, tossed salad, pineapple chunks, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pizza, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 74 and a northwest wind around 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 46 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Saturday, there'll be increasing clouds with a high near 78 and a west wind around 5 miles per hour. Saturday night, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 52. On Sunday, Mother's Day, there'll be showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high near 68. And on Sunday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 a.m. And then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. And then a chance of showers after 4 a.m. Sunday night should be mostly cloudy with a low around 49. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 1 p.m. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 76. On Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be sunny with a high near 82. On Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be partly sunny with a high near 71. And on Thursday, a 20% chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny, with a high near 74. Currently, with fair skies, it is 52 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is northwest at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.23. The dew point is 45 degrees. And the current wind chill is 48 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa, CU Money, reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. There's no doubt the name, image, and likeness has changed college sports, but as Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com pointed out on 580 WIBW this week, Kansas State football and basketball have two different NIL philosophies.
K-State football uses the NIL differently than some, and I think we're finding out football and basketball are wildly different in how the NIL is packaged. K-State's trying to use the NIL in basketball to bring in good players and, you know, have the single season lightning in the bottle that they had a couple years ago. Meanwhile, on the football side, most of their money goes to players that are already on the roster, don't want to leave. They play defense with the portal, not offense. And then they leave enough money to bring in some guys, but they've done a good job with their other pickups. They still need a backup offensive lineman and a backup quarterback, but they didn't have that many urgent needs in the portal. And I think part of it is their change in philosophy and how they're recruiting guys. And because Clint Brown's come in as director of roster management, and he's impacting how they go about business, and I did tell him.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select AK System battery tool sets. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid on select AK System sets for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families.
The month of May is Melanoma and Skin Cancer Awareness Month. With over 5 million Americans affected each year, Norton County Hospital and Clinic would like to shed some light on the importance of sun safety and skin health. Whether you're enjoying a day at the lake, gardening in your backyard, or simply taking a walk, remember to wear sunscreen, protective clothing, and to seek shade whenever possible. Take these simple steps to reduce your risk and have a sun-safe summer.
And Doug. To celebrate everyone who's customized and saved hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, we got a savings siren that goes off every time someone saves. There it is! It's a really more savings, which really... Okay, a lot of savings. Little annoying now. Will you stop saving for 5 seconds?
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. Looks like very quiet weather continues for us today into tomorrow. We may see some showers and a few thunderstorms on Mother's Day, but not anything widespread, and the threat of severe weather is going to be fairly low. Dry conditions today, we have one system that's now over the mid-Mississippi Valley, another one over southern Manitoba in Canada, and a ridge of high pressure centered south through the central and southern plains. That's keeping the moisture off to the south of us as well, so that's one of the reasons we are dry. We'll start to see rain and thunderstorm chances increasing Sunday into Monday. A break on Tuesday, more active weather possible Wednesday. Mostly sunny today in northwest Kansas with a high 68. Mid-70s today in north-central Kansas and in northeastern Kansas. Sunny and breezy with a high in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy, 73 in southwestern Kansas today. South-central Kansas, mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s. And in the southeastern part of the state, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to around 80. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, feedlot-wise, we remain quiet, at least starting out the morning. We did see activity start to take place in Kansas, 185, a little bit 186 in the northern plains, but that's still a higher trade overall into the market. As far as the grain numbers are concerned, higher overall, wheat 15 to 16 higher, corn 2 to 3 higher, soybeans 2 to 3 higher. The wheat market pulling up on concerns about the cold temperatures around freezing in the wheat areas in Russia that are taking place. And USDA WASDE numbers will come out at 11 o'clock later this morning. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.